Welcome back to Edmonton This Week, your City of Edmonton connection. I'm Wade Sorokin. Up next, what will the City of Edmonton look like in 50 years? Well, the city is asking this question, as well as what steps, including annexation, are necessary to ensure Edmonton continues its role as the region's strong central city. Now, Peter Ohm is Manager Urban Planning and Environment for the city and joins us with an update on the city's annexation plans. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hi, Wade.
Peter, first of all, we've talked on the program before about the exact location the city is looking at for annexation. Just update us on that area again.
Two areas, Wade, south of the city, both of them, south of 41st Avenue, one being west of the Queen Elizabeth Highway, all the way south to the southerly limits of the Edmonton International Airport, and then on the east side of Queen Elizabeth Highway, south to Township Road 510, which is roughly the northern border of the town of Beaumont.
And why is planning for annexation important now? And how will it benefit the city of Edmonton moving forward, Peter?
Two things, Wade. We're at a point in our growth where the supply of land that we have left to accommodate both residential and non-residential growth is getting to a point where we need to plan for an expansion to the city. And why that's important is currently the supply of land in the south, the area to which we're interested in annexing toward, is one of our fastest growing sectors in the city. And our supply of land is down in the region of about 15 years. When we get to that level of supply, we have to start thinking about where we grow and the extent of that growth as well.
Now, there's been some debate between Edmonton and neighboring cities, Leduc and Beaumont, as to who should acquire this land. Why do you believe Edmonton is the best choice to annex the land?
Well, the Capital Region Plan describes the majority of the area that we've applied to annex as a priority growth area. And in the priority growth plan that's set out by the Capital Region, the plan states that these areas should be developed by the extension of existing infrastructure. And as the major provider of infrastructure in the capital region, we think it's best that Edmonton expand and grow into those areas and provide those services and develop it to a standard that's comparable to the standards that we see in the city right now.
Peter, will annexation sacrifice any agricultural land?
While it's a large area and a lot of it is currently used for agriculture, it is designated for urban development in the future. However, there are opportunities to integrate some agriculture into that urban format.
Peter, is annexation a common occurrence for major cities?
Yes, and that's a great question. The city of Edmonton has not annexed since the early 80s, but prior to that, the city of Edmonton got to the size that it is now by over 30 different subdivision applications. And so that goes back into the turn of the last century. And while we haven't been active in terms of annexations, the city of Calgary has been very active in maintaining a land supply over the last 30 years. And certainly some of the urban municipalities in this region have been active over the last decade in advancing and completing successful annexations.
And how does the annexation process work?
Well, it begins by having a dialogue, which the City of Edmonton, in the case of Leduc County, undertook in the form of a letter of intent. And then when the City of Edmonton feels that the preliminary dialogue has occurred to a level where we then think a natural progression is to move into discussions about actual annexation, Council approved a resolution that set out a notice to the Municipal Government Board of Edmonton's interest to annex those two particular areas south of the city. From there, we will engage with the County of Leduc to discuss what the terms of the annexation would be, and involved in that is also quite a few meetings with the landowners that are affected in this area for them to understand what the annexation is about, what its terms and conditions would be about as well. And that then is documented and provided as a package by the City of Edmonton to the Municipal Government Board and actually making a formal application for annexation.
So what's the time frame for that application process and a final decision?
Well, if you look at the experience of other municipalities in both Alberta and the region, they can take in the neighborhood of 2 to 5 years.
Well, if people want to stay up to date with the proposed annexation of lands south of Edmonton, you can go to edmonton.ca and search annexation. Peter, thank you for the update today.
Thank you, Wade.
That's Peter Ohm, Manager, Urban Planning and Environment for the city, with an update on Edmonton's proposed annexation of lands south of the city. Time for the Community Spotlight. Celebrate Mother's Day this weekend at the Edmonton Valley Zoo and Matarc Conservatory. The Edmonton Valley Zoo will be hosting Mother's Day Magic tomorrow from 12 to 4 p.m. Pamper your mom as the zoo turns into the city's wildest spa and art gallery, featuring mini massages and manicures for mom and art in the wild. Or treat your mom to an enjoyable Sunday afternoon at the pyramids of the Matarc Conservatory. Experience an array of activities to help rejuvenate mom, leaving her refreshed and energized. Mom could take a floral arrangement class or pull up a chair and relax to live music in the pyramids. For more information on Mother's Day activities in the city of Edmonton, visit edmonton.ca or call 311. You can listen to archived episodes of this program at edmonton.ca/edmontonthisweek. You can subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes. Just search Edmonton This Week. Edmonton This Week is heard every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. right here on 6:30 CHED. On next week's program, permit requirements for spring and summer home projects. That story and more next week. Until then, I'm Wade Sorokin. Thanks for listening to Edmonton This Week, your City of Edmonton Connection.